So, smichanamik says l'fnei Hashem. Says, so why do you say that shchita has to be done with the tahor, and therefore smich also? Why shchita more than smicha? So Mar says yes, because efshe the mayel yodei the tameh. Because for the smich alone, it would have been possible for him, the person that's tameh, to be standing outside the azara and just stick his hand inside and make the smicha with his hand. And mashmi all that bias the miksas is loishmei bias. So if you, since your whole body did not come in, there would not be an aveira. Therefore, it's possible to make a smicha this way. So it says, if so, l'chura shchita nami, said, if ain't so, v'shchita also, l'chura efshe b'yoved sakin arucha, it's possible to have a long knife, v'shochka, to make a shchita, even though your tummy also. It's possible for the shechita to be outside the yazarum, and make a shchita with a long knife. So why do you say for sure a shchita has to be done with the person of Torah? Says, "Hamani Shimon Atimoni." But Chizla goes according to Shimon Atimoni. The Tani will learn like this: the Shochet of Ben Hapoklus Neyashem, that you have to make the Shchitlus Neyashem. So we dashin v'loy haShchitlus Neyashem. The Shchitlus does not have to be inside the Azara. That's where the Tanakama dashin. But only the animal, the Shchitlus itself, has to be done with Neyashem, but not the Shchitlus. The Shechit, the person, does not have to be standing with Nei Hashem. However, Shimon HaTemoni Eimer, Shimon HaTemoni says, yes, Mina Yin Shiyu Yodov, Shal Shechit Lefnim Min HaNishchot. How do I know that the hands of the Shechit should be Lefnim Min HaNishchot, should be inside the animal, inside the Azara, closer than the animal is? In other words, the Shechit has to be inside also of Nei Hashem. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, "V'shochat es ben habokol of Nei Hashem, shochet es ben habokol yehi of Nei Hashem." That's the way he dashes. Pasuk says, "V'shochat lav dafka the shchit itself, but rather means the shochet, the one that's making the shchita. Shochet es ben habokol. He also yield of Nei Hashem. He also has to be in front of Hashem. So, kitz according to Shimon HaTimoni, shchita the shochet has to be tor, because otherwise he cannot be inside the azara." That's why according to Chizda, the Meitalima Tznicha from Shchita. Just like Shchita, the Shur has to be done with the person that's Tahor, the same thing he holds also, the same thing he holds, that the Tznicha also has to be done with the person that's Tahor. Nothing more says, Ma'ulu, and it says, Omer Rash Lakish, and Omer Rash Lakish, Tomei, Sheikhnes Yoda, Lefnim Leika. A person that's Tomei, if he just brings his hands, puts his hands inside the Azara, for this alone he gets Malkus. In other words, mix bia b'miksas is shmei bia. Shememel, because the pasuk says, b'chol kodesh loy siga. Any type of kodshim you should not touch loy siga. So the dashon is like this: makish bia l'negia. It makes the ekish that a person that's tamei should not come into the base of Midrash. The same thing, they're not supposed to touch kodshim. Ma negia, the same way you're not supposed to touch kachim. The miksas, shmo negia, just touching a little bit of it. Rashi says negia, stamba miksasi. Anytime when a person that's tamei, all he has to do is just touch part of the meat. If you touch just part of the meat, automatically all that meat becomes tamei. So a negia is always only the miksas. And so we make a hekesh, after dia the miksas, shmo dia, the same thing if a person that's tamei, just by bringing your hands inside the Azara, that's called the Diyah B'miksas, the Shema Diyah. So for this alone, you would receive Malkus. This is Rosh Lakish holds. Eisvei Ravai Shele Yula. So Ravai Shele asked the question back to Ula. Again, this is what Ula said over the name of Rosh Lakish. So Ravai Shele asked the question. It says, Alocha Mitzvayro Shechal Shmini Sheloi Uliyos Diyar of Pesach a Mitzvayro that was Tamei. So he has to wait 7 days till he has his Taira, and then the 8th day, that's the day he brings his Karbonis. So Mitzvah, Shechal, Shminishla, his 8th day, came out on Erev Pesach. And V'ro'a Keri, Boy Bayoim, today this Mitzvah sees Keri, so he has Tumas Keri upon him. The Rashi says, today is the 8th day, really, V'ho Yuloi Hayom, Likonis Harabayis. Today he was supposed to come into the Harabayis, Lechlal Shar Nikner, into the opening of the Shar Nikner, Shloim Niskadish Lachnis Yodov Leboinis. That doesn't have that much Kedusha. Therefore, the mitzvah is allowed to bring his hands inside there. And then the kohen will put on his bahinus or the shemen, and that would make him tor. What happened was, this person now on the eighth day, for raw keri, he saw keri. He saw zera. Well, bar keri, a nichnos larabayis. Now, bar keri has a tumor, he's not allowed to go into machna leviyah. He can't go into the harabayis. Could the Armin be able to run? Learned in the Gemara Pesachim. Zav v'chozav rabbis bakeri shemishtaleh chutz l'shtei machnois. Well, bakeri and the zav has to go out not only for machne kuhuna, but even for machne levir also. So the solochur now he cannot come into the shar nikner. Like this, a mitzvahiro only has to be thrown out from machne kuhuna. That means only from the kotshim, from the azora. But in the shar nikner is allowed to be. But now that it became about Kera, the Chur is also to be by the Shar Nikner also. So what should this Mitzvah do? How could he receive his Torah today in order to be able to teach from the Korban Pesach tonight? So it says, the look about this. So Roa Kera by B'yoyim, with Tovel, and he went to the Mikvah today. The question is it Tful Yoyim or Tful Yoyim? Usually you're not allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. So the special loco, Omri Chachom Nechom, said over here, Afa Pi Shein Tful Yoyim Machar, Nichnas, even though another person has a tful yom, a regular bakeri, even though he went to the mikveh today, but before it becomes nighttime, he's not allowed to go into the harabayis. Why Rashi says, tiksav tful yom dezav kezav domi, that a tful yom, even though you went to the mikveh, but before Har Shemesh, you have the lochas like a zav, like a bakeri, that you're still not allowed to go into the azara, or into harabayis. But here, this case is different. Then Nichnas Rashi says, "Umachnis Yodav Liazara." Here, this mitzvah is allowed to go in and put his hands inside the azara. Lita in midam osham or milug hashemin al bohei noisov. That the kohen is allowed to put on the hands, on the thumbs of this mitzvah from the dam osham and from the shemin. Today she tor. In order that this mitzvah should become tor, lecho piskol orav that she be able to teach from the korban pesach at night time. And v'yushachenu liyazoro hayoyim lishchoit v'lizvot olov, and therefore he'll send his korban pesach to be shechted today, and he'll be able to eat from it at night time. But the locher is avul hu lo yichnas lazoro, but he himself is not allowed to go into the azoro. He can only put his hands there. The tful yom shenichnas lazoro the korus, because the tful yom that comes into the azoro he's chayav korus. So therefore, there's a special locher here that we said he's allowed to put his hands inside. That's all. He cannot walk inside, but he could just put his hands inside. That's what it said here. Again, the Gemara says, Omr Chachomim, Chachom said over here, that Afa Fi Shein Tful Yoyim Achar. Nichnas, even though another Tful Yoyim is not allowed to go in, but then Nichnas. They say this Mitzvah is allowed to put his hands inside the Azor. Why? Mutev Yovay Esei, Sheyesh by Chorus, the Yitzhi Esei Shein by Chorus. It's Mutev that he should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, because if you did not bring a Korban Pesach, you're over Chiyuv Koros, you're over Nisrasei, which you're Chiyuv Koros for. Therefore, we want to make sure this material would become Torah today, an Erev Pesach, that he should be able to eat from the meat from his Korban Pesach at night time. Therefore, it's mutter that this person should be able to bring a Korban Pesach, even though it means he has to be matcha this essay of Meshaleach Min HaMachne, which is not a Chiyuv Koros. Rashi says, "Sheish by korus v'yitchesay d'shluach teneiim arabayis shein by korus shenonas korus elov michaimus azor l'fnim." Like when you chayav korus, only if you go inside the machne kula, inside the azor itself. If you just go on the harabayis machne leviya, for that you're not chayav korus. So even though usually a tful yoyim is not supposed to go into the harabayis, there's a mitzvah essay to stay away from the machne leviya. But here, this mitzvah, we tell him it's worth it for you to come into the harabayis, come into the shar nikner, even though you're doing all the nisra say, but it's kedai in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah sesay the korban pesach. And the Vayetzir Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan holds that va Torah really midiraisa afilu esay ein boy. I said there's not even a nisra say for this person to come into the harabayis. There's not even an essay. Rashi says, "Afilu essay ain't boy parabayis." A guy with tful yom, tiksava tful yom gezav lav kezav domi. Rechon holds no. Even though his zav himself or about carry himself, cannot come into the Harabayis, but if he went to the mikveh, he's only a full yoim, midiraisa is allowed to come in. The Dirkman says it's not even an Isra Asay. Shinemna, because the Pasuk says, Vayam Oidyoy Shofot, Tikal Yehud of Yushlayim, Bebeis Hashem, Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosh, in front of the new Chotzer. The question is, what does it mean, my Chotzer HaChadosh? What's going on here? What type of new Chotzer is there? There's a Chotzer Beis HaMikdash, it's not new. What does it mean, Chotzer HaChadosh? So this Omer Adiyach, the Dirkman says, but the Pshat in this Pasuk, and Divrei HaYomim is, that Shechitshu Bo Dvorim Harbe, they came and made a lot of chidushim here. That's what it means. But the Yamud Yoishofet, the Tal Yud Bishloim, the Beis Hashem, and in the Chotzer Chadosh, it means they mechabish their new alochis about the Chotzer. The Yomrim, they said then that Tfu Yoim Yikornis the Masna Leviyah, or Tfu Yoim should not come into the Masna Leviyah. But that's the Zerim the Rabbonim. But the Rabbonim, they made up this alocha. But maybe right, so though you're allowed to. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. Now, what's the kasha back to Ula? The question is like this. The Yamad, if you're going to tell me like Ula, like Rosh Lakish, that Biyah B'mikta, Shemay Biyah, that even just putting in your hands into the Azorah, is an Isser, it's an Isser, Yitichai Koresfuah, and so, Heichi Mayo Yodeh B'Bohenes. How is this Mitzvah allowed to come into the Shanikna and then put his thumb, put his hand inside the Azorah in order that the Kohen could put from the Dam Hashem and the Shemen on his hands, but for him putting his thumbs inside the Azorah, he's doing over an Isra Asay, which Yechayev Koros for. To come into the Machna Kun, into the Azorah, Yechayev Koros. And so, Edi V'Edi Esa Shesh Bekorosu. Like, what's the problem here? If he doesn't become Tor, he won't be able to bring his Korm Pesach, which is also a Chayev Koros. But by now, by coming into the Azorah, just putting your hands in, you're also over an Isra Asay, which Yechayev Koros. So my yom mahai mahai, havada then the svarah should be, do not bring your hands, do not let this mitzvah put his hands inside the azorah, do not do an okum v'yasei, but rather be a shevi atasei. So what's trying to write the chur tekash on ulam rosh lakish? But according to you that you hold, be a b'miksa shmei diya, so just by putting your hands inside the azorah, you also chayef karas. So havada then the lakish should be that this mitzvah should not be able to become Torah today on Erev Pesach. The Baraita says, no, he's allowed to. The Chorus Mashma, that Biyah B'Miksas, is Loi Shumei Biyah. Therefore, there's no Chiyav Koros for him just to put his hands inside. Therefore, we say he's allowed to put his hands inside. The Chorus Akasha, Anulam Rosh Lakish. So where it says, Amalei said back to him, Netunach, like, Rashi said, Netunach is like from the weight, from the bundle. In other words, from the same bundle that you want to ask a question upon me, I'll give an answer. So soon enough, from the same question you have against Rosh Hashanah, you've also lied. Lachmid achter lecho. I'll also come and ask back to you in the Torah. That what his answer, Rosh Hashanah, is going to be, that here is the Gzeres HaKosev, Shehutra loy biya the mixa fenechnami, that here is a special Gzeres HaKosev, that it's Hutra for this Torah to make a biya the mixa. Even though usually be the mixas is also here it's mutter. Shem chusik kipurimu. Who matnas yod labaynis will soon see why. He says why? That list of like this. Shani mitzvah, like Ula answers that like this. Mitzvah is different. Listen, before the mitzvah has his tyra, before the dam oshem or the shemen comes on his thumbs, he's also tummy. So b'chlal, a mitzvah also has an issur koros not to come into the azorah. So how al-tilchus mitzvah is he allowed to ever put his hands inside the azorah to receive the dam and the shemen? It's also a chiyuv koros. So what do you have to say? There's a special heta here. But the Torah was matter the mitzvah. True, he himself has to stand outside in the shah nikna. But the Torah gives a special heta of him to put his hands inside. So that's the svara ul holds ha-yuvuhut of the since there's a special heter now for this Biyah B'Miksas to become Torah from his mitzvah, the Torah gives him a heter to bring his hand inside the Azorah. So once he has this heter for Hilchos Mitzvah, I'll tell you Hutra L'Kirov. The same thing now, he say Hutra. That once he's allowed to do it even though he is a Balkari also. The rest is also Tzvul Yoim, Shakari Shalai. Even though he's a Tzvul Yoim of a Keri, also it's Mutter. Even though a regular Tzvul Yoim Taker is also. Even to make a Biyah B'Miksas. because we're going now like Ulan Rashlokish, be the Mikdash Ishra may be him. But by a Mitzvah, since there's a Hutra for him to do it, Machmas to Issa Mitzvah, now that he's both a Mitzvah and a Keri, it's still Bechal the Hutra. So that's the Torah, that's the Ulan Rashlokish, it's not a Kasha from this Halacha of Mitzvah. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef says, Kisava Ula, I'll tell you, Ula holds like this. Rashi doesn't mean Shema Mina Medula. But Yosef is saying, I hear from Ula that he says what held the Ishtaril Ho. Ishtaril Ho, since there's a Hutta for Hilchas Mitzayra. It's also Hutta for Hilchas Tzuyayim of the Keri. And so, I hear from Ula that Reuben Zavin, the Nasu Tzimeyanesim, let's say right of the Tibur, was a Zav by Erev Pesach, the time to bring the Korban Pesach. And Lenitchas Tumaziv Etlan, there's no head to bring the Korban Pesach when you have Tumaziva on you. There's only a Hutra of Tumameis, not of Tumaziva. So I hear what's going to be of Reuben Zavin, Rove of Klai Yisrael, has Tumazav on them on Erev Pesach. And then Zunasu Tumayim Esim, and then they also become Tumayim Esim by Bayim. Based on Erev Pesach now, Rove of the Tzibur has Tumaziva on them. So I should say a svara of ho yiv hutru l'tumason hutru l'zivosam fifth machmas adin of Issa tumas meis. They're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought, the kanim to bring the Korban Pesach from them, even though they have a tumas zivra on them, I'll say hutru, that also they're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought. That's what Rav Yosef wanted to say according to Ula, that you say hutru here also. On this note, Omalai Abaye, Abaye says back, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Tuma ishtaria, ziva lo ishtaria. I'll say a tuma is muta. Rashi says shebo achreina. That came last, so true. The hilchas tumas may should be hutra, but ziva rishayna medicine came. That came first. So since it came first, there's no hutra on that. Like the halacha was, this korban pesach should be nitka the pesach sheni, because the tibra tumas zav on them. The prince of ice kapasta, the red of that to be pushed off. The fact that it became a tumma meis later cannot save them. The Rashi says, "Lo idom yilu mitzvah." Not them to allocate before the mitzvah. Both the mikol meim and migul. Why the kamais lo have a yasivulei basrais lo chamir locha? There I can say that first he was a mitzvah. So the tumma mitzvah is hutshufin to put his hands inside the avera. So once the heter was called, doesn't go off. Even though it became a balkeri, it would not go off. But here the kliyusa was first a tumma zav. And Tumazav has no hutra, maybe it's nitche that this korban should be brought in Pesach Sheni. They have no right to bring the korban in Pesach Rishon. Those people nitche to Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Gabay explains and says that maybe we have the Gerus Amalei. The Basra takes it out. What he meant to say was Dilma. Gabay says that maybe Holchi Kamama. This is what you meant to say. In the case of Rubam Tumei Mason, that's the robe of the Tzibon era of Pesach was Tamimais. And then the Nasu Zovin, then most of the Tzibur, had Tumazav on them. Here would be, Hoyovu Hutru, Litumoson, Hutru Lizivoson. Since at the beginning of the day, even though they were Tummy, it was a Hutru Chal, that you were allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, of Tumas Meis, even though later on the Yosel have a Tumas Zivor on them, the Heter does not go away, and we say still they're allowed to bring the Korban. Or Malay, so he answered back, Rav Yosef said back, on Malay, true, on Malay in, that's what I meant to say, it's true, this deek I meant to say. According to law, this halacha should come out. In, this is the way I meant to say. So on Malay, so now we should be gross. On Malay, so Abaye said back, the Akati still loidami, still there's a big difference. Mitzayra heterahu, katadami, Mitzayra heterahu, hoyovi ishtri ishtri. Maybe by a Mitzayra, it's mamish hutra. The Torah tells them like that's the mitzvah lechatchila. On the eighth day, you have to come into the Shah Nikner and put your hands inside the Azara. There's mamash hutra for the mitzvah. Like Rashi says, behet the gomor, gozu olav Torah bias mikzas. The Torah tells the mitzvah on the eighth day, come in and make a bias mikzas. So therefore we say, hail the yishtri yishtri. Maybe only here does Ula say this of hail the yishtri yishtri. My shame came tumah. The chuihi, for that that there's a loch of robe of the tzibur's tummy. They're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. It's only the chui, it's a dichui. We say you're allowed to do it. But it's not like chutzka, it's not like a chila, that's where it's supposed to be done. Avad l'chila, you're not supposed to be tummy altogether. So lu yitzu, we find the klai, so to be tummy, there's a dichuiya, there's a din, you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach. says, so maybe lo itchi, lo lo yitchi. Maybe here it's b'chuya for tumas meis. But later they become a tumas zav, maybe there it's not dochui. Therefore you have no proof of mula that it would agree to this halacha. Omale Rava says back, no, adarabba, just the opposite. Ipcha mistavra, the Torah is just the opposite. I tell you, mitzvira is heterahu. Maybe mitzvira, since the Torah gave a special heter, the Torah spoke about a mitzvira to say, he alone, he's allowed to bring the hairs inside. So the Torah maybe is, lehor ishtarya, or lehor lo ishtari. Maybe the Torah only gave a heter, a regular mitzvira, where he has no tumis zav on him at all, where he's not about carry at all. Him the Torah says he's allowed to put his hands inside. But maybe if there's another tumor, if it's full yom of a keri, maybe he has no heter to put his hands inside. Mashen came tumor by the pasha that the tzibris tumor, they bring the korban pesach, tumor to chuyuhu. It's like a dichuy. The Torah says if you tell me you're allowed to, you can do it now. If so, maybe here I would say a tzolak, even though really tumor is not supposed to be brought, but when the tzibris tumor you're allowed to, Satay the Svara, Mali Chodichoy, Mali Shte Dechuyas, what would be the difference? So therefore the Chura rather want to say that the Gav Yosef made a Diyak from Mullah would be a good Diyak, that Madach Ula said the Svara Hutra by Mitzvara, which is Hutra from the Torah, so for sure there'd be a Svara from Hoyal Vishtari Yishtari by Tumas Meis, that the Siva was first, right Siva was from the Meis Nehru Pesach, and then they became Tumas Zav, and if I'm a Rav Yosef's Diyak is right, that according to law, they would be allowed to bring the korban. Gemara says, Mechlal, a korban is a proof from over here, Mechlal, this Havayu, Svirlu, Tumma, Dechuyi, Bitsiba.